I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange is praising a federal appeals court ruling against the Affordable Care Act. APR's Stan Engel reports the decision impacts how people pay for health care.
The divided court has ruled that federal subsidies to help millions of low and middle income people pay insurance premiums apply only in states that set up their own insurance markets under the law. A federal court in Virginia unanimously ruled the opposite way. Alabama is among the states that didn't set up an exchange, and the Washington decision means residents may no longer be eligible for federal aid to make insurance more affordable. Attorney General Luther Strange says he is proud to have joined other Republican attorneys general who opposed the law before an appeals court in Washington. Strange says the decision could cripple the entire law, which he opposes. Stan Engold, APR News.
Governor Robert Bentley has asked two of the top trustees at Alabama State University to resign. Bentley sent letters today to Chairman Elton Dean and Vice Chairman Marvin Wiggins asking them to resign by Thursday afternoon. Bentley says the resignations would be in the best interest of the university. The governor serves as president of the Alabama State Board by virtue of his office. Bentley's letter came one day after the president of the school's Student Government Association called on the same two trustees to step down. A plan for Birmingham to host the 2021 World Games is in the hands of the city council. The board is scheduled to vote today on whether to host the games. The event could bring 4,000 athletes from 100 countries to Alabama. They'd compete in over 25 sports ranging from archery to jiu-jitsu. Scott Myers is executive director of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. He believes Birmingham Southern Hospitality makes it a great spot to host the games.
We are an event-driven town. Events have traditionally done well here, and those guests that have come and participated in those events have spoken frequently about the Southern hospitality that is administered here by the community in general and then the organizers.
Myers also says the city has first-class venues for the games, so new facilities won't have to be built. And federal officials have approved a draft environmental study of a road project that could change the face of Mobile. The Federal Highway Administration has signed off on an early study of a proposed Interstate 10 bridge across the Mobile River. The plans are for a new span that would cross the Mobile River near downtown, just north of the city's cruise ship terminal. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Tuesday evening. To you overnight tonight, a few isolated storms still possible. Otherwise, mostly dry, lows in the low 70s for a Wednesday. A stray shower storm still in the forecast. Many of us stay dry, highs close to 90. A decent chance for scattered storms on Thursday. Not everyone's going to see rain, but expect the chance for rain on Thursday. As for Friday through the weekend, mainly dry and hot. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.